I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 16th. Liens will be placed on Quincy properties that have overdue charges and fees from the Inspectional Services Department and the Health Department. The City Council this week approved of the new ordinance that allows the city to attach liens to those properties' real estate tax bills. City Treasurer Molly Smith said the city had no recourse to collect those fees. She cited one property that owes $13,000 in fees. City Councilor said they wanted to give the city the power to collect the outstanding fees. Officials said many of the properties with outstanding charges are blighted properties owned by non-residents. A Rockland man has been sentenced to 6 to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to robbing a bank in Foxborough in 2022. 49-year-old Lewis Paris admitted that he held up the Bank of America at gunpoint in September of 2022. Paris pointed a gun at a clerk while masked, then fled in a vehicle with the cash. Video from the bank led police to his apartment a week later, where he was arrested without incident. Police also recovered the cash and 165 lottery tickets from his apartment and car that were purchased the day of the robbery. Attorney General Andrea Campbell fining the operators of 88 fast food restaurants for several child labor violations, including two in Quincy. Campbell's office said the violations happened at several Dunkin', McDonald's, and Subway locations. The citations were issued against Kafua Management Company, The Brewster Company, and Knight Food Service Incorporated, which Campbell's office said operate Dunkin', McDonald's, and Subway franchise locations across Massachusetts. Campbell's office said the operators failed to get work permits before hiring underage workers and allowed them to work past the state-mandated 9-hour limit. The citations include a combined total of over $226,000 in fines against the restaurants. Campbell's office said they reached a settlement with Kafua, who operates over 80 Dunkin' locations, but none in Quincy. Campbell's office also reached a settlement with Brewster, which operates 8 McDonald's franchise locations, including 2 in Quincy, and Subway franchise operator Knight's, which operates multiple locations across the state, including one in Brockton, failed to obtain work permits prior to employed minors in excess of the state's limit of 9 daily working hours for workers that are 16 and 17, and employed minors to work without an immediate adult supervisor after 8 p.m. Cranes and workers in hard hats and gleaming panels of glass bracketed by shafts of steel. The reconstruction of Norwood Hospital appears to be on track. The remaining issue with Norwood Hospital now is finding a permanent tenant. The hospital shell is under construction, according to General Manager Tony Mazzucco. Medical Properties Trust anticipates that that'll be done in a couple of weeks. The company took over the Norwood Hospital project after Steward Healthcare fled for bankruptcy last May. Previously, it served as landlord to Steward Properties in Massachusetts. Mazzucco says MPT wants out of Massachusetts and is only putting in enough construction work to protect the asset until it's sold. It leads to the hard part, finding a hospital operator willing to purchase the property from MPT, a deal that would also require finishing the interior at a possible cost of $200 to $300 million. Mazzucco said unlike other Steward hospitals, Norwood was profitable before it closed. Last fall, the state revoked a previously granted determination of need for the rebuilding of Norwood Hospital. Medical Properties Trust is now suing to get that back. Mazzucco said once a buyer's been identified and pending the outcome of that suit, the plan is to seek a new emergency determination of need, something required before a new hospital can open. Mazzucco says the key to moving forward is agreeing on a sale price with MPT. The expenditures on the property are likely in the $100 million range and include tearing down the old building, site work, permitting, and construction up to this point. Something else that could affect the sale price, MPT's settlement with the underwriter of the property at the time of the 2020 flood, an unknown amount. Mazzucco said so far, prospective buyers have all been not-for-profit entities with current ties to Massachusetts, but he's not ruling out another for-profit hospital operator. A jury was seated yesterday in the Karen Reed trial after 10 days over the course of nearly 2 weeks of selection inside the Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. Opening statements are now scheduled to be held next week. Jury selection began on April 1st, and hundreds of prospective jurors met with Judge Beverly Cannoni and attorneys to narrow down the pool to 18 people, 9 men and 9 women. The jury has not yet been sworn in. Motion hearings will be held at 10 o'clock this morning. There is no court scheduled for Thursday or Friday. Opening statements are slated for next Tuesday, after Massachusetts courts will be closed Monday for Patriots Day. Dozens of whales were spotted swimming off the coast of Cape Cod yesterday afternoon. The whales are migrating from Florida, the Mid-Atlantic, Maine, and Canada in order to feed. Spotting so many North Atlantic right whales in one place is considered remarkable because they are considered critically endangered. Scientists say there are only 370 of them in the world. The whales are about 50 to 55 feet long. The Massachusetts Environmental Police, Coast Guard, Army Corps, and Mass Division of Marine Fisheries keep close track of their paths. Research groups collect information about the right whales by marking on the tops of their heads in hopes of keeping them safe and protected for many more visits to come. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 155, the NASDAQ lost 8, and the S&P fell 9 points. World shares mostly lower as NVIDIA and other tech companies were walloped by tighter U.S. controls on exports of advanced computer chips used for artificial intelligence. Dollar fell, the euro rose, oil at $60 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 7-4. They're back at it tonight at 7 o'clock in Florida. The Devils beat the Bruins in the season-ending game in overtime 5-4. And the Celtics will be hosting the Orlando Magic Sunday at 3:30, game one of the NBA playoffs. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mainly cloudy and breezy with a high in the low 50s. Clear, chilly tonight, low of 38. Tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 59. Friday, partly sunny, high 65. Saturday, partly sunny and a high Saturday in the mid to upper 70s. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. That west wind at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide, 2:36 this afternoon. Sunrise, 6:01, sets at 7:26. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 16th.